Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on November 29th, 2021, and is entitled Cottage Life 62, Picture Hugs. Out on a walk with Lauren, we stopped in a park, and I noticed she was holding an evergreen branch with one hand, stroking it with the other. "Sometimes you just got to hug a tree," she said. No lie. Especially when times are shitty. "I can't put you next to a tree, but at least I can take you out in the woods photographically. It's dark now, and we can use all the help we can get." And here is the first of a bunch of pretty decent, I say, immodestly, pictures of evergreen rainforests on Keats Island. These pictures were taken on the morning of November 13th, 2021. Around noon, the first of the atmospheric river storms hit, dumping 200 millimeters or more of rain and causing floods and landslides that killed at least 5 people and, for a period of several days, entirely cut off Vancouver and environs from the rest of Canada by road. Don't know about you, but I'm hurting, and so is almost everyone I know. The viruses infecting the population, the torrent of lies and craziness infecting public discourse, the onrushing effects of the climate disaster infecting our lives and landscapes. We've got family issues too, but then so does everyone, one flavor or another. And here's a picture of just a big solitary tree trunk entirely clothed in moss, which looks deliciously soft and strokeable. This forest is on Keats Island in Howe Sound. When we bought our cabin there in 2008, we were told that the island had been logged about 100 years ago. I can testify that the trees have grown noticeably in our years here. I want to see them attain their full height, but if I have any grandchildren, they might. And here's a picture of another large single tree trunk without any moss, but covered by a rather attractive little fungi. And another picture of the other side of the same one with these bright little splashes of bright orange fungi. You probably don't want to hug most of these. They're too big to get your arms around, and also the bark tends to be rough and have things living on it. Doesn't matter. Being among them is plenty good enough. And just looking at these pictures helps, for me at least. As we finished up the walk, the raindrops were starting to lash down. That was the first rain tsunami. As I write, we're now in the gap between the second and the third. They used to call them 100-year storms, but the climate catastrophe is making that a cruel joke. I'm not sure we're going to make it through the tough times to come, but we should work hard on it, as much for the sake of the forests as for ourselves. That's all, folks.